1350 KBMW.
It is Morning Zoo time once again. Here at the Voice of the Valley, talking all things Jacob Zoo as we do at this time every Thursday. Zoo Director Kathy Dickman in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
We're great. Good. It is another Thursday.
Yeah.
And we had a great weekend, didn't
okay.
we?
Okay, good. Yes, we did. We had a fantastic weekend.
So you came down and showed us some beautiful snow leopards.
Yes, I'm working on snow leopards.
So now we have four.
That's my thing, right? Exactly.
So now we have four.
But it's so great talking with the people down there, because I always say you never see anybody frowning down there. Everybody seems to be in a pretty good mood. There's really good magic happening down there, and touching so many lives, the kids, the adults, from kids to grandma.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time down there.
I like that phrase. I'm going to use that.
Have at it.
To grandma, because we do get all ages, and we are just having a blast. Mm-hmm. We're having a blast. So many good daily things happening, not to mention things coming up that we can talk about. But, you know, we had a real goat weekend.
Got a couple of them, actually. Yeah.
As the acronym says, greatest of all time goat births.
Well, yeah, you do it. You do it upright down there, for sure.
Our nannies all delivered.
Right.
And you were down there for one of them that had four kids.
Well, I couldn't figure it out, because I'm thinking one of the things I love down there is your staff.
Yes.
Are your zookeepers, because they're always coming around. They're always stopping. They're always talking. They're very friendly.
Yes.
Nicest. I didn't see one of them, and it's like, what is going on here? Something's happening over at Grandpa's Petting Zoo.
Over at Grandpa's Petting, that's where the action is. Mm-hmm. So, we were just talking last week about the goat bridge is up. And
good thing.
The little kids are going to really enjoy it, both kids.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so one had four, and that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Not usually very successful.
A lot of kids.
But they all made it. And mm-hmm. you were there when we welcomed little Beatrix into the world.
Yes.
And Lacey was cradling her when I got down there, and she was so cramped in the womb. Her legs aren't working.
Yeah.
And she wasn't eating, and she's doing great.
She is. By the videos you're sending me, she's doing great.
And so she's actually on exhibit, but not in the petting zoo, because we're still bottling her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on exhibit right outside the tigers. Now, it sounds like a Jurassic Park thing where we're staking out the goat, but no. they're not even in view of her, and if they were, it'd be just a little bit of an enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
But Beatrix is on exhibit, and she's doing well. And of course, another shout out to Dr. Brewer and the zoo crew on that one. And
well, they all, I mean, just like I said, I didn't see any zoo staff down there, and I'm going, something's up, something's going on. And then I finally tracked one down, and it's like, we've been busy over at the petting zoo.
We've been busy.
Now, to add to that, because I said grandmas are really happy,
mm-hmm.
got my own story. I was down there painting on the snow leopards, and I had this sense that I was being watched. And I turned around, and here's grandma on the bench with three granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, they just want to sit here and watch you paint. It's like, well, I'm just putting little dots on the canvas. I'm not really doing that much. So I said, it's going to probably be kind of boring. She goes, I had the best time over at Grandpa's Petting Zoo. She said, I'm a farm girl at heart.
Oh.
So she said, this just took me right back. And she got really emotional about it. And I'm thinking, yeah, everybody's having a good time down here at the zoo, even Tom Schmaltz.
I always have a good time.
Where you been, buddy? You're coming in late today, and that's not like you. It's the only day I make coffee.
Yeah, I know, and I'm always here on time.
Always.
But I got a call to run into work quick. And
yeah.
So I'm here now.
It's tough when you're in demand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you imagine duplicating that? I don't know if we could stand. or handle two.
Two
Tom Schmaltz.
I wish there was one, because then this one could disappear.
Right, it just kind of relax while the other one goes and works.
Yeah, I would definitely be up for cloning.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we need to work on that, because we'd have a bigger crew, and they would all be good, because they're all good. And
yes.
We could duplicate
them.
Did
you hear that? She just said I was good.
You were good. You are good, my friend.
We need to write this down.
We have the A-team, that's for sure.
Definitely. And like I say, when something comes up, they are on it.
Absolutely.
And again, just the greatest staff is, as far as just being nice and accommodating and, boy, answering questions, you know. And the kids down there, I love watching, you know, when the kids come in, they connect with the artwork immediately.
Absolutely.
Quicker than the adults, which makes me feel like a kid.
Well, you know, nature and art have always gone together. Mm-hmm. Nature, art, animal care. It's just one big happy place down there.
Absolutely.
It really is.
And I always love the vibe down there, because, like I say, you never see too many people frown.
You don't. We have graduation today for Junior Zookeeper.
Nice.
So that's our first session this year. And so those kids will graduate in front of family today and get their certificate. And they're wearing their zoo shirts. And yesterday when they came in, there were a couple of kids that haven't been here before. They came from DL to sign up for class.
No kidding.
First trip to the zoo. And they were just fun. Two brothers, just fun to have there. But a couple of the kids were over at the aquariums. And you know that the aquariums, terrariums, exhibits, that the Fingersons kind of redid our nature center with some good things, and zookeepers and everybody involved.
Right.
And we had put crickets in with one of the tarantulas, and so they were darting around, and the kids were just two boys were over there watching this, and one of them goes to the other, goes, this is more fun than watching a rodeo. And I just thought, now there's a compliment
for you. Absolutely. So, speaking of the Fingersons, they're going to be in next week sitting in for you guys.
They are.
So, looking forward to that. I don't know how I'm going to do without you, Tom.
Oh, I'm sure.
Do either one of them drink coffee? Do you know that? Because, like I say, Thursday is the only day I make coffee.
Yeah, Bruce drinks
coffee.
Okay,
good. Then I'll stay right in form. But they're going to be in here next couple of weeks talking.
They're talking about the event coming up, Zoomies, Zoomies. Like
cover
Zoom.
That. I love this. This is something new.
And they're going to talk about it in detail, but this happens the day before the zoo run. And Tom and I will be on the zoo run. Kickstands up at noon on the 29th. Mm-hmm. But on the 28th.
28th, what's going on? Zoomies.
And we're going to have the Northeast Timberland Band coming from Two Harbors. Coming here, donating their time for out of Duluth, and they play some like folk, country, bluegrass.
I'm there.
It's just wonderful. Bring a lawn chair.
Yeah.
Climbing wall for the kids, and we have Dom will be down there. We'll have adult beverages. We have food trucks. And we have a 0.05K walk. So, you know, you can take it 169 steps.
Uh-huh.
Don't spill your beverage. And just a fun time to celebrate the summer in style.
And that's the day before the zoo run, the Promethea
and
zoo
Bruce
run.
Bruce and Melissa are the chair people on this event, and they will be in to talk to you about it.
Okay.
So have your questions ready.
Fantastic. Coffee and questions will be ready. How you doing, Tom Schmaltz? We haven't heard much from you today. What's going on?
I'm usually pretty quiet.
Not in my world, you're not. So what's going on? How's your summer been at the zoo? You had a good one so far?
Yeah, we've had a great summer so far. It's great to see all the people there and to see the excitement, you know, and the adults pretending they're not excited, but the kids are excited and they're
That's
all
a great way
up.
To put it, because a lot of them kind of seem a little restrained, but you can tell they're into it.
Usually about after a half hour in the zoo, they just sort of let go, and then you can tell everybody's excited.
Without a doubt. Well, folks, listen, it's going to be a couple weeks. Fingerson's going to take care of things for you, too. And, you know, we'll talk to you. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you for everything, and keep coming down there and just enriching the whole day.
Let's keep thinking Zoomies. We'll talk more about it next week on The Morning Zoo. It's 8:30, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 65 degrees. It's Thursday, June 13th from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. It's 8:30. Good morning. Defense team for a Grand Forks man sentenced to decades in prison in a high-profile federal child pornography case is appealing his sentence to the 8th Circuit Court. Nicholas Morgan DeRosier pleaded guilty to 7 charges of possessing and distributing child porn in September and was sentenced last month. Prosecution recommended a 30-year sentence, but Chief Judge Peter Welty sentenced Morgan DeRosier to 40 years, citing the need to protect the public. Morgan DeRosier's case gained public attention due to his connection to former North Dakota Senator Ray Holmberg, who he exchanged text messages with after his arrest. Holmberg was indicted on federal child sex tourism and child pornography charges in October. He will go to trial in September.